All right, well, good morning, everybody. 大家好。
大家早。How are you?
Thank you, Jackie and Amy, for the beautiful music.
谢谢 Jackie 跟 Amy 带领我们唱这么美妙的诗歌。
You know, this is my second year anniversary here at CBC.
今天是我来了新道堂服侍两年了。
And I'm so thankful.
我真的很感恩。
And that's the first time that I've heard these two sing in 2 years.
也是我第一次听这两位弟兄姐妹唱诗。
So that was a nice treat.
这个是对我这个很好的一个待遇。
And it's also a nice treat just to have everybody in the room and hear everyone singing together. Amen.
大家觉不觉得我们一同在这里唱诗歌是非常一个蒙福的事情？
Well, I was talking to Michael as we were preparing for this morning.
我跟 Michael 谈到今天早上的准备。
And I was pretty certain that I thought I preached this message already to this group.
我还蛮觉得是应该之前向我们这一组这群弟兄姐妹讲过这一篇道的。
But he assured me that I never had.
但是他给我一个确认是从来不没有跟我们。
But if you today have heard this before, just make sure you tell me.
如果你今天觉得哎真的是听过的话，麻烦你告诉我。
I want to encourage you if you have a Bible to open your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 6 this morning.
如果你有圣经的话，我鼓励大家打开提摩太前书第六章。
There should be some Bibles in the pews. I know some of you use the electronic Bible. Whatever is easy for you.
在你的椅子前面底下应该有一些中文的圣经有一些大家可能用电子的圣经都可以。
This morning I want to introduce to you 5 very dangerous words.
今天我要跟大家介绍五个非常危险的字。
You ready?
大家准备好了没有？
Here they are.
这样，这是这样。
I
want
to be rich.
想要发财。
I want to be rich can be translated I love money.
我想要发财可以另外一种翻译就是我很爱钱财。
And the Bible says that loving anything more than God is idolatry.
圣经教导我们爱任何东西比神更大的话就是一种的偶像。
And the results of loving anything more than God are devastating.
如果我们爱任何东西是比爱神更大的话，这个是非常严重的后果的。
This desire to be rich,
这个想发财的愿望
will bring pain, misery, confusion, and destruction into your life.
会带来痛苦。它带来失望，带来一种的毁灭。
The Pearl is a story by John Steinbeck.
有一个 John Steinbeck 的故事。
This is a book that many students read in college in the U.S.
很多的大学的学生都会读这一本书。
So it's a short story about a young pearl diver in South America.
这个故事是关于一个在南美洲的一个人。
And this man, his name is Kino.
他的名字叫 Kino.
And he enjoys the simple life.
他很享受一种很简单的生活。
Kino goes diving one day.
Kino 有一天就去潜水。
And he finds a great pearl.
他在水里面找到一个非常宝贵的一个珍珠。
The author calls it the pearl of the world.
他就叫他说世上的这个珍珠。
And Kino knows suddenly he is a wealthy man.
Kino 突然间知道他已经成为一个非常富有的人。
The word travels quickly through the villages that he lives near.
这个消息很快就传到他住的那个圈。
And immediately people start planning and plotting how to steal this from Kino.
周围的人就已经开始在计划，哎，怎么样可以把这个珍珠从 Kino 那边偷过来
？And while many of his neighbors are conspiring to rob him,
当他旁边的那些邻居正在想怎么把这个珍珠偷过来抢过来的时候，
Kino starts dreaming about all the things he's going to be able to do with this money.
Kino 同时就已经在幻想，哎，他有这么多钱怎么去用呢？
He starts dreaming about how he's going to finally be able to marry his wife in a big beautiful church in this elaborate ceremony.
他终于觉得，哎，现在我有钱可以跟我一个漂亮的太太在一个很高贵的教会里面结婚了。
He starts dreaming about how he can send his little kid, his little boy to this great school and get an awesome education.
他也开始梦想到怎么可以把他的小孩子送到这个很贵族的这个学校。
He starts dreaming about this rifle he's always wanted to purchase.
他就想到有一支这个长枪，他一直很想去买过来的。
So one day Kino goes into town to try to sell the pearl for the money.
有一天他就把这个珍珠带到市集里面想卖。
And the story goes, many people are trying to scam him and rip him off.
这个故事就说有很多人就尝试要骗他，想很便宜的把这个珍珠卖过来。
He's going home one day, he's not yet sold the pearl.
他还没有卖到这个珍珠，就有一天就回到家里。
And three men try to ambush him and steal the pearl from him on his way home.
当他回家的路途上，有三个人尝试要把那个珍珠抢过来。
In self-defense, he actually ends up killing these men.
他因为自卫的缘故就杀了这三个人。
Kino's wife, her name is Joanna, and her brother warn Kino that this pearl is just going to bring a bunch of trouble into their life and to get rid of it.
Kino 的太太叫 Joanna， 还有他的一个兄弟就警告 Kino， 这一个珍珠总有一天会毁灭你的人生的。
In fact, at one point, Kino's wife takes the pearl and runs down to the beach to throw it back into the ocean.
甚至他太太有一天拿着这个珍珠跑到海滩边，想把这个珍珠掉到海里面。
Kino chases her down, stops her, grabs the diamond, or not the diamond, the pearl from her right before she throws it in.
Kino 就紧紧地追着他，从他太太手上抢回这个珍珠。
And he ends up actually beating his wife for that.
结果他把太太也打了。
As they make their way back to their home,
当他们在回家的路途上，
they find that other people have broken into their home and ransacked their home in search of the pearl.
他们发觉其他人趁他们不在，就跑到他家里面去尝试去找这一果珍珠，把个家乱搞得很乱。
Kino knows that now his family, his livelihood are in danger.
Kino 在这个时候就知道他整个的家庭都有这个危险了。
So he grabs his wife and his baby and they try to escape under the cover of darkness to another town.
所以他跟太太还有他一个婴儿的小孩趁晚上就逃走到另外一个城市里面。
And not too long into their journey through the night, he realizes that they're being followed.
他走了一段的时间，还在晚上，他才发觉原来有人在跟踪他们。
So he hides his wife and the baby and the pearl in a cave.
他就把他太太跟他的婴儿的小孩还有这果珍珠藏在一个山洞里面。
And then he circles back around behind the trackers who are following him.
他沿着绕一个圈，尝试找出谁在跟踪他。
And just as he's about to jump out and ambush these men,
他发觉他们的时候，当他准备要跳出来去追究，像这些人追究的时候，
his little baby lets out a loud cry from the cave.
他这个婴儿的小孩在洞里面突然间哭起来。
The trackers think it is a coyote and they shoot one of their rifles into the cave.
他以为是有一个野生的这种狼，这个coyote 的动物，所以他就从外面向洞里面开枪。
At that point, Kino jumps out of the bush, attacks these three men, and kills them.
Yeah, 那个时候他在从这个树林里面跳出来，攻击这三个人，把他们杀了。
And then, as he makes his way back to the cave to find his wife, he also finds his baby shot and killed.
当他进回这个洞里面，他才发觉原来
And so therefore Kino's journey with this pearl ends in tragedy.
So Kino 跟这一果珍珠的这个旅程，这结果是悲剧的收场。
If only Kino would have read his Bible.
如果 Kino 有好好读圣经的话，
he would have been warned and spared this nightmare.
他就会知道被警告，不会来经历这些的这个噩梦。
The Bible warns us that the love of money and the love of riches is idolatry.
圣经警告我们，爱钱财是一个的偶像，
and is extremely dangerous.
是非常危险的。
This morning we're going to look at three consequences of loving money.
今天我要跟大家分享有三个爱钱财的观念。
And they are not happiness, hope, and security.
一个爱钱财的这个后果，不是喜乐，不是有盼望。
Please open your Bibles if you haven't already to 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're just going to look at two verses this morning.
让我们打开你手上的圣经，提摩太前书六章，我们只看两节。
Follow as I read. I'm going to read these two verses, and then Michael will read them in Chinese.
所以大家听着我念英文的，Michael会念中文。
The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Timothy 6, starting in verse 9,
那个保罗在提摩太前书六章的第九节开始这样说，
He says, But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs.
提摩太前书六章九更十节，但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根， 有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道， 用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
The Bible says right here to all of us, God says right here to all of us that the love of money produces something, it produces a fall.
圣经这里告诉我们， 爱钱财带来一个后果， 就是会让我们跌倒。
If you're taking notes, we have just three points this morning. And the first consequence of loving money is you will fall.
如果你在写笔记的话，我们今天就是有三点。第一点，你爱钱财的话，你就会跌倒。But
pay attention to the text in verse 9. It says, But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation.
大家留意刚才读的经文，那些爱钱财的人是会跌倒，掉到这个试探里面。
You could translate this verse this way. They,
大家可以这样来翻译，他们,
they, that would be anyone who loves money,
就是那些爱钱财的人,
fall into a test,
掉到一个的试探里面,
and a trap,
还有一个的陷阱,
and all types of foolish and harmful desires,
进到一种很多有害的一种的私欲里面。
Who falls into all of that?
谁,
Question, who falls into all that?
谁会掉到这样的情况里面呢?
Those who desire to be rich.
就是那些想要发财的人。Now,
this word fall is used metaphorically.
这个跌倒的这一个字是一种的比喻的讲法。For
falling into the sphere of another's power.
就是从一个情况掉到另外一个力量的里面。
Falling into another sphere of control.
跌到另外一个控制我们的一个范围里面。
When you want to be rich, you enter a realm.
当你想发财的时候，你就进到一种的处境。
That is not controlled by Christ.
是一个不是基督来管的一种的情况。
Whose sphere do you fall into?
你掉到哪一个的范围里面呢？
The Bible says the devil's sphere.
是属于魔鬼的一个环境。
When Christ is not the controlling influence in our life, someone or something else will be.
当耶稣基督不是在掌管我们的人生的时候，就有另外一些的力量来管我们的人生。
Most of us have probably been to Las Vegas.
我们很多人都去过拉斯维加斯。
Think of Las Vegas as a sphere of influence.
大家去试想一下，如果这个拉斯维加斯是一种对我们有影响力的一种环境。
And when you go into that environment, Las Vegas,
进到那种的环境，拉斯维加斯的那种环境里面，
you're going to be put in a realm where there is lots of temptation to do things that are not glorifying to Christ.
你就进到一种环境，是有很多对你做没有荣耀基督的一些引诱试探。
To pursue things that are not honoring to Christ.
引诱你去追求一些不荣耀耶稣的事情。
Your desire has the ability to put you in places that God has no desire for you to be.
你的欲望会把你带到一个不是神想你在的一种情况里面。
Jesus said this, which will come up on the screen in Matthew 6:21. He says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
耶稣这样讲过，因为你的财宝在那里，你的心也在那里。
Jesus says, Jesus says, whatever you treasure in your heart this morning, whatever is the thing that you want or desire the most.
耶稣说，什么东西是你最喜欢、最想要的，在你的心里面。
Whatever that treasure is, the Bible says, will control your heart.
你最想要的那个财宝，无论是什么，那个东西就会成为控制你的东西。
And whatever is controlling your heart will control your thinking, your actions, and emotions.
无论什么东西在控制着你的心的话，它就会控制着你的情感、你的思想。
The book of James talks about the same thing in James chapter 1 verse 14.
雅各书一章十四节也是讲同样的东西。
He says, whatever entices you,
凡引诱你的，
if you love that thing so much,
如果你爱你的东西爱到一个程度，
at one point it conceives in your heart, it becomes a part of you and begins to become a controlling factor in your life.
就它成为一种能够控制你人生的东西的话，
and then eventually, as James says, it gives birth to sinful actions, thoughts, and deeds.
雅各就说，这个的引诱就会慢慢成为一个控制你的思想行动的东西。
And honestly, the devil doesn't care what's in your heart controlling you today as long as it's not Christ.
魔鬼其实他不介意今天控制你的东西，只要那个不是耶稣基督。
He longs for you to have any treasure in your heart but him. The devil longs for you to have any treasure in your heart but Christ.
魔鬼只需要你用随便任何东西来控制你，只要不是基督就可以了。
So when your desire today is to be rich and to be wealthy,
所以如果今天你真的是想要发财的话，
the devil is going to be happy to supply all types of temptations to feed that desire.
魔鬼会很欢喜的用各种的试探引诱来鼓励你的一种的欲望。
So many idols that we have in our hearts: wealth, success, respect, pleasure, comfort.
有这么多的东西能够在我们心里面来引诱我们，无论是金钱舒服个人的享受等等。
All these desires can lead us into a realm that can cause us to fall.
这些的私欲都会引导我们来跌倒。
But it goes deeper, Paul says in verse 9.
但保罗在帖摩太前书那个第九节那里再深一层的这样说。
He says, those who desire to be rich not only fall into temptation, but they fall into a snare or a trap.
说这些想发财的人不单是会掉到一种试探里面，他还会掉到一种让人败坏的灭亡中的一个陷阱。
The Bible says this desire, this strong desire in our hearts to be wealthy can actually trap us.
圣经说这一种欲望，想要发财的欲望，原来是可以把我们来困住的。
What is the trap?
什么是一个陷阱？
It's the trap of not being content.
就是一个不满意的一种的陷阱。
It's the little voice that you say in your head, I don't have enough.
这是一个小小的声音在告诉你，哎，你还不够啊。
And Satan, all he wants you to do is to see that every day you don't have enough.
魔鬼就是想每一天看到你有这种的想法啊，我所有的还不够。
But this trap is not an exterior trap.
但是这个的陷阱不是一个外来的东西。
When you go to Vegas, the casinos or the city doesn't trap you there and keep you there.
我们去拉斯维加斯，这些外在的赌场，没有强硬的拦阻你不能出来。
No, the trap Paul talks about comes from the inside.
保罗所说的这个网罗是从我们心里面出来的。
The trap is the little voice in your head, in your heart, that says, I want to be rich.
这个网罗是从我们心里面出来说我想要发财。
That statement traps us from the inside.
这一句话从我们里面来成为我们的网罗。
One of my favorite illustrations, I know I've said this before, is a story or an illustration about a little African monkey.
我之前曾经跟大家分享过很喜欢用的一个比喻，就是一个非洲的一条猴子。
There's this little monkey in Africa that is very desired to be caught, but no one can figure out how to catch this little guy.
这一种品种的非洲的猴子是一个非常受欢迎的一种猴子，人都想把它抓，但是它很聪明，人发觉不容易抓到它。
But one day, someone figured out actually how to catch this little monkey.
有一天，有人终于发现怎么可以把这个猴子抓过来了。
And this is how they did it.
这是他们做的方法。
They found out what the monkey desired.
他们找出这个猴子喜欢的东西。
What the monkey wanted more than anything.
就是这个猴子是一定要想得到的东西。
And it was like a little fruit. It was like a little coconut.
其实是一个小小的，好像椰子的这种的果。
And what they did was, they took a coconut-sized coconut. We all know what that is.
所以这些人就找了一个椰子。
And they just cut a little hole at the top of the coconut.
从把这个椰子的顶切开，开了一个小小的洞。
Just big enough so the monkey could stick his hand inside the coconut to grab the fruit.
这一个洞是刚刚足够这个猴子把手伸进去去拿里面的这些果实。
Now keep in mind, I forgot to tell you, this is like a little monkey.
提一提，这一个是小小的一个猴子。
Right, and the coconut's like double his size.
这个椰子是比他身体更大，大两倍。
So the monkey would stick his hand in the little coconut to grab the fruit.
所以这个猴子就伸手进去这个椰子里面去拿这些果实。
The only problem was, is to get the fruit out, he had to expand his hand inside the coconut to grab the fruit.
问题是当他把手放进去，他拿着里面的食物的时候，他那个手要打开的。
Which posed a problem.
就有这个问题了。
He couldn't pull his hand out of the coconut with the fruit in his hand.
当他拿着这些里面的果实的时候，他的手就已经比较大，就拿不出来了。
Now was the monkey really trapped?
所以我们就问，这个猴子是不是真的落在一个网罗里面呢？
No.
不是啊。
All he had to do is let go of the fruit and pull his hand out, and he was a free little monkey.
他只要愿意放下手里面拿着的这些果子，就拿手出来就很自由了。
But because he from the inside wanted the fruit so much,
但是他里面是那么想要这些果实，
he would not let go.
他不愿意放手。
And he would stand there for hours.
他就会站在那里很久的。
Waiting for the trappers to come and take him.
直到那些要抓的他的那些人来把他抓去了。
Listen, that's the illustration of what Paul is talking here. We are trapped from the inside by our greed.
这个是不是就是保罗所说的？我们是从我们里面让我们成落在这个网罗里面。
Paul says not only will we fall into bad circumstances,
保罗不单说我们是跌到这种的情况里面，
not only will we enslave ourselves and entrap ourselves,
不单指我们是把自己成好像成为一个奴隶一样来把自己网罗落在网罗里面，
but he says we will also fall into many senseless and harmful desires, verse 9.
他也告诉我们，我们会落在很多无知有害的私欲里面。
Just senseless and harmful things we do in pursuit of money.
是无知有害的，当我们要去追求要发财的时候。
Let me ask you this question. What are you willing to do for $10 million?
让我问你一个问题，如果人家给你1000万，你能够愿意做什么呢？
2/3 of Americans polled would agree to at least one of these, if not several of these.
今天有人在美国做过一个这样的调查，至少为这个下列的东西，他们至少愿意做其中一个的。
These are our neighbors, people who live among us.
这些都是跟我们住在附近，就好像我们这样的人。
This is what people will do for $10 million.
这些是一些愿意为着一千万来去做的事情的人。
Statistics says that 25% would abandon their entire family for $10 million. Don't need you guys anymore.
有25%的人，他会愿意完全不理他的家人，为了这个一千万。
23% said they would become, they'd be willing to become prostitutes for 1 week.For $10 million.
有23%的人，他们说我愿意一个礼拜里面做这个妓女。
16% said they would leave their spouse for $10 million.
16%的人说他们就会跟他们的配偶离婚了。
10% said they would withhold testimony and let a murderer go free in a trial.
有10%的人就说我会不去举证一个杀人犯，就算我是一个无知的证人。
Just lie, don't tell the truth. You saw the crime, but don't say it. I'll give you $10 million. Okay.
所以人家跟你说，你看到那个时候那个人杀人，你不要在法庭上面举证，我就给你1000万了。
7%, these are just Americans, just like you and I here in our neighborhood, would kill a stranger for $10 million.
这个。就是一般美国人有7%，他们会为1000万来杀一个陌生人。
3% would put up their children for adoption.
有3%会愿意把小孩子给人家去领养去了。
But here's the one that scares me the most. 25% of Americans would abandon their church for $10 million.
这个是最令我吃惊的，有25%的人会为1000万就抛弃他们的教会了。
You won't only fall into these type of senseless and harmful desires.
你不是单单掉进这些无知有害的这个私欲里面。
But Paul says, number two, if you're taking notes, you're going to sink your life.You're going to sink your life in utter ruin. That's our second point this morning.
如果大家在有写笔记的话，第二点说你们就会沉沦了。
We say I want to be rich. It not only brings many tests from the devil.
当我说我想要发财的时候，不单只把撒旦带来的这些试探。
It not only makes you discontent with God, what God has given you,
不但是让你不满意神的对你的对待,
but it also leads you into various other senseless and harmful desires.
它更会引到其他无知有害的私欲里面。
But we see here at the end of verse 9, it plunges people into ruin and destruction.
在提摩太前书那个第九节，那里说，他会叫人沉在败坏跟灭亡里。
The idea of plunge is the same word as sink. This desire, desiring money above Christ, will sink your life.
那个所谓掉到就是一个的沉，一个沉沦的意思。
When I lived in Alaska, back in my early 20s, I worked on a fishing boat for like just 2 days.
我年轻的时候曾经住过亚拉斯加的地方。曾经住在一个渔船上有两天。
And I heard these crazy fishing stories.
我看到很多这些不可思议的这些暴雨的故事。
In Alaska, there's fishing seasons and different fish are fished for at different times of the year.
在亚拉斯加那里有这种捕鱼的季节，每一种季节要捕哪某一种的鱼是最多的。
And some of those seasons are very short. So for some fish, you can only fish for 2 days out of the whole year.
有一些鱼是要捕它那个时间非常短，比如说只有一年里面只有两天是可以抓它们的。
So these fishermen will go out for these 2 days and try to catch as much fish as possible.
所以打鱼的人就趁这两天就去尽量越打越多，就是这种鱼。
So much fish.
他们捕到这鱼多到一个程度
that a common story
有一个常常听到的故事
is that they end up sinking their own boat.
结果那些鱼让他们那个船也沉去了
They get so greedy for all the money that they're going to make on this fish that they don't stop fishing. They keep piling it on their boat until they can't make it back to shore.
他们要抓鱼的这个贪心大到一个程度不愿意停结果连那个他们的船也不能回到岸上了。
And they plunge their whole life and livelihood into ruin and destruction, literally.
他们就把他们一生的这个捕鱼的这种的船啊等等的工具都毁掉了。
And Paul says that's the same danger that we face.
保罗说，我们是面对同样的危险。
Paul uses the illustration of sinking and shipwrecking all through 1 Timothy.
保罗在提摩太前书不断地用这种船沉下来的这个图画来比喻。
There are many different ways to just totally wreck your life.
有很多的方式让我们的人生会被毁掉的。
Pursuit of riches.
贪财。
Entanglement into false teaching.
也去接受那些假的教导。
You see this in 1 Timothy 1:19.
提摩太前书一章十九节
He says, and I'll just read it. I don't know if you have 1 Timothy 1:18. He says, This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you wage the good warfare, holding the faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith.
这个提摩太前书第一章九节，一章。
1 Timothy 1:18-19.
十八节跟十九节，这里说：“我提摩太啊，我叫从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，这样你因此可以打那美好的仗，长存信心。我和无愧的良心，有人丢弃良心，就在正道上，如同全。”破坏了一般
Yeah. So verse 9, he's saying that the warning here is not shipwrecking our boats, but what is the direct object in verse 9? Plunging or sinking what? People into ruin and destruction.
在提摩太前书六章九节那里，他就说是人落在这种的沉沦的里面。
Paul says the danger of loving money is that has the power to kill both body and your soul.
保罗说那些的引诱 有这种的力量来不但毁坏我们的肉身，更会毁坏我们的灵魂。
This is what the ruin and destruction is talking about.
这个就是这里所讲的败坏跟灭亡的意思。
Destruction of both your physical and spiritual life.
不单是肉身，还有灵性的生命会被破坏。
And Paul is just driving this home. The point is that when someone loves the world or money more than God, they are both dead spiritually and they will die one day physically.
所以保罗就是强调，当我们爱发财、爱钱财的时候，我们的生命就会被摧毁，我们的属灵的前途就没有了。有一天我们也会在肉身上死亡。
And what is the root of all this destruction?
这个败坏的根由是什么呢？
It tells us in verse 10.
在六章的十节那里说，
It says, For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils.
贪财是万恶之根。
It says, the heart is the problem.
我们的心才是我们的问题。
It's not the casino you go to.
不是你去的那个赌场。
It's not the music you listen to.
也不是单单你听的音乐。
It's not the movies you watch.
也不是你看的电影。
Those are all just sources of the devil's temptation.
那些只不过是从撒旦来的一些的引诱。
To feed the desire in your heart.
要来鼓励我们心里面的这些欲望。
But notice what he says. This is really important because I think some people misunderstand this. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It is not the root of all kinds of evil.
有一些我们读圣经的时候没有太留意的，这里说贪财是万恶其中的一个根，不是所有恶都是这个出来。
Implication that there is other roots of evil beyond money.
意思就是说还有其他，除了金钱以外，还有其他的东西成为一个恶的根。
There's other roots like ambition,
可能是野心，
lust,
我们的情欲，
pride,
骄傲。
It is a root.
贪财是其中一个根。
The love of money is an origin from which all this trouble can come from in our lives.
贪钱是让很多这些影响我们生命的东西进到我们的生命里面。
The problem that desire starts in our heart.
当这些私欲是从我们心里面出来的时候，那个问题是怎么样呢？
The desire to be rich, that desire.
那个想发财的私欲。
And then you go to the casino.
因为有这个私欲，所以你就去这个赌场。
You have a desire to be rich.
是因为你想发财。
Then you look for someone to marry who has a lot of money.
所以你就想找一个很有钱的人去结婚。
Desire to be rich first, and then you go and attempt to rob a bank or a convenience.
因为你贪爱钱财，所以你就想去打劫这个银行。
But what Paul is saying is the problem is in our heart. We have to realize, we have to examine our hearts. What do you want most right now today?
So 保罗强调问题是在我们的心，今天究竟我们的心想要什么呢？
James 1:14 says this, which will come up on the screen.
雅各书一章十四节。
But each one of us is tempted when he is lured and enticed by what? His own desire.
但个人被试探乃是被什么呢？是被自己的私欲牵引。
The devil doesn't make you sin.
魔鬼不是让你犯罪。
Movies don't make you sin.
这些电影不会叫你犯罪。
Your spouse doesn't make you sin.
你的配偶不会叫你犯罪。
Sin starts in our own hearts.
罪是从我们的心里面开始的。
And this was what happened in the story of the pearl with Kino.
这个就是刚才这个 Kino 这个珍珠的故事的所讲的。
In his heart, he had a deep desire to want way more in life.
在他的心里面，他有一种很强烈的欲望，想在人生里面得到更多的。
And look at all the evil that it came into his life because of that desire.
你可以看到，因为他这一种要爱发财的心，就带来多少在他人生里面这个邪恶的东西发生了。
He beat his wife.
他打太太。
He killed three men.
他杀了三个人。
He lost his house.
他也失去了他的房子。
He lost his child.
他也失去他的儿子。
All because he wanted more money.
就是因为他想有更多钱。
What other types or other kinds of evil can greed produce in your life?
究竟还有一些什么其他一些邪恶的东西能够为这样来控制你的心的呢？
If that's the driving motive in your life,
这些就是你的人生的一种的推动力。
You will become susceptible to many of these sins.
你就会让你自己很容易去犯这些罪了。
Bribery.
比如说贿赂
You will be an easy target to bribe if you're
你贪钱的话你就很容易被人家来收买你
People will be able to pay you off
他们能够用钱来收买你
Robbery
抢劫
You are more prone to take things that are not yours if you just are pursuing wealth
如果你是很贪财的话你就更有可能去拿一些不是属于你的东西
Maybe you take a job that's immoral
或者你会找一个不道德的一个工作
But the pay is so good.
但是那个薪水是那么好那么高的
It would be rich you could more prone to lie
当我们想要发财的时候我们就更容易去设谎话
Cheat on your taxes
在报税的时候去瞒骗政府
Cheat on your time card
在工作上填这个时间表的时候也去欺骗
It's going to affect who you marry
有影响你的婚姻
You're going to be more partial to people
你会对人家会有偏心
I want friends with benefits
我看那个Friends with Benefit 的这个电视剧
And sometimes as we see in our culture more and more people are killing each other for wealth spouses
我们看见我在我们今天的文化里面更多人会为了钱的缘故甚至杀了他的配偶
And the results of all these various evils that come out of loving money are loss of family
很多时候因为爱钱财的缘故结果带来那个家庭的失去了
loss of friends
失去朋友了
loss of job
失去工作
loss of respect
失去人家对你的尊重
loss of your freedom
失去了自由
maybe even life itself
甚至失去了生命
is money really that worth it?
钱真的是值得这么多吗
can you see how dangerous this idol can be?
我们能不能看到这些偶像对我们的外的影响
but as I read earlier the worst evil of all is the forsaking of the church
但是刚才我分享那个调查发觉其中一个最严重的结果是甚至人愿意放弃他们的教会
The forsaking of your faith, the forsaking of Christ for money
为了钱的缘故放弃基督 放弃你的信仰
The statistic I read earlier said 25% of people would leave their church for $10 million
刚才说了有25%的人会为了1000万离开他们的教会
And that's what Paul says here in verse 10 He says It is through this craving This longing, this desire for money That some have wandered away from the faith
这个是提摩太前书六章第十节保罗所说的因为人的贪婪钱财就会被引诱离了真道
And this leads to our last point this morning. If you're taking notes, loving money will cause you to stray. You will stray from the faith.
这个就是今天我要讲的第三点。钱财，爱钱财会让我们偏离了正道。
It's through this craving of desires to be wealthy for yourself that people neglect their faith.
人很多时候就因为贪恋钱财就会偏离了正道。
People forget that they have a body and a soul.
很多时候我们忘记我们不但有一个肉身的身体还有一个灵魂。
And that money can do nothing.
钱绝对
zero for your soul.
钱绝对帮助不了我们的灵魂。
That's why Jesus said in Matthew 16:26, which will come on the screen, Jesus asked you, ask me, ask us all.
耶稣在马来福音16:26这样说。
What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world, everything material, but has nothing for his soul?
人若占到全世界，赔偿自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Choosing anything over Christ is a terrible decision, and Paul says it will bring with it many pangs.
我们说耶稣基督以外选任何其他的东西来代替他，都会带来我们人生里面非常的痛苦。
If you see that in verse 10, it's not pain, it's pangs, P-A-N-G-S.
不是单单单数的痛苦，是众多的痛苦。
What is a pang?
痛苦是什么呢？
It's a sudden, sharp emotion of guilt.
是一种特然的、很强烈的一种感觉，有罪的感觉。
And Paul is reminding Timothy to remind the church that choosing money over God has many painful consequences.
保罗提醒信徒，当我们把钱拿来代替了耶稣的话，就会带来非常痛苦的后果。
I want, if you will, turn with me as we close here to Matthew 26. And I just want to show you three reasons why people choose things over Christ, and the outcome of choosing things over Christ.
最后我想跟大家分享马太福音26的一些的原因，为什么人会选择在基督以外选择其他的东西。
In Matthew chapter 26, verse 15, or verse 14 and 15, this is the story of Judas betraying Christ.
马太福音26:15-16，那个是犹大出卖耶稣的故事。
It says, then one of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, what will you give me if I deliver him over to you? And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray him.
马太福音26:14-16，当下十二个门徒里有一个称为扎洛人犹大的，去见祭司长说，我把他交给你们，你们愿意给我多少钱？他们就给他30块钱。从那个时候，他就找机会要把耶稣交给他们。
What did Judas want more than Christ?
犹大想在基督以外想要更多的是什么呢？
Money.
的钱。
And that desire in his heart for money caused him to deny Christ.
他这个要发财想要钱的私欲，就让他来否认了耶稣。
And what was the result or the consequence of that?
结果是怎么样呢？
Guilt and suicide.
他充满着罪疚感，最后是自杀了。
In Matthew 26:63 is the story of Caiaphas, the high priest. What did he want? What did he desire in his heart more than Christ?
马太福音的26:63，那个时候的讲到这个大祭司加亚法，他想要什么是多过要基督呢？
He wanted position and power.
他想要一个有权的地位。
Because of his desire in his heart for position and power, he denied Christ.
因为他想要这个有权力的地位，所以他也放弃否定了基督。
And what was the result of that?
结果是怎么样呢？
It says in Luke 23, we won't go there. They beat their breast in guilt.
在后面就提到了，后来他们是捶胸，非常有一种的罪疚感。
In Matthew 26:70,
在26:70，
What did Peter love more than Christ?
彼得爱什么是多过爱基督呢？
It says in verse 70, he loved his life more than Christ.
26:70那里说彼得爱他自己的生命多过爱基督，
which caused him to deny Christ.
结果引导他否认耶稣。
What was the result of that?
结果是怎么样？
26:75 says he went out and wept bitterly.
75节, 那你说彼得去, 就痛苦。
If this is you this morning, and you identify that there's something in your heart that you love more than Christ.
如果这个是反映你今天早上的情况, 就是在你心里面有某一些东西是你爱他比爱基督更多的话。
Perhaps you're pursuing wealth or career more than Christ.
或者是你追求金钱，追求你的事业，比基督更多的话。
Let me just give you two simple assignments.
让我给你两个很简单的一个的作业。
Very simple.
有希望的。
Memorize Proverbs 30, verse 8.
大家去把 箴言的30章第8节记下来。
It's a prayer that the writer is praying to God to give me neither poverty nor riches.
是箴言的作者对神说, 请你不要给我富有，也不要给我贫穷。
It's easy to pray to God, don't make me poor.
当然我们很容易跟神祷告说, 不要让我很贫穷。
But it's a lot harder to pray to God, don't make me rich.
但是要求神不要叫我太富有，这个不容易的。
You read that passage this afternoon and understand why he prays that.
大家下午回去仔细看，看看能不能明白这个作者为什么这样说。
As I close here, I found a 6-year-old who was quoting Psalm 23. It was so cute. I'm going to quote it to you.
我在结束的时候，我引用一个小孩子，6岁的小孩子，他引用诗篇23篇，很有趣的一种讲法。
And maybe you'll adopt it as well.
可能大家也可以用这种的态度。
Psalm 23, we know, goes like this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
诗篇23篇，我们知道是耶和华是我的牧者，我必不至缺乏。
This is how she says it.
这个小孩子是这样说,
The Lord is my shepherd.
That's
all I want. Amen.
我只需要那么多就够了。Amen.
I think that's a great prayer for all of us. The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want. I'm good. Amen.
我相信这个也是我们可以有的一种祷告。耶和华耶稣是我所一切所需要的，够了。Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word that is living and active.
天父，感谢你给我们的话，是活泼的。
And is sharper than any two-edged sword.
比两刃的利剑更尖。
Piercing to the division of soul and spirit.
能够切割我们的灵跟魂。
Joints and marrow.
能够刺透我们的骨髓,
and as a discerner of the thoughts,
也能够洞察我们的思想,
and intentions of our heart,
跟我们心里面的意愿。
God, may we, each of us this morning, invite you to examine our hearts as we prepare for communion.
今天求主来光照检查我们的心, 当我们在准备领受圣餐的时候。
Help us to be honest before you,
让我们对你是诚实的,
and to confess to you if there's anything right now that we are pursuing and loving more than you.
让我们反省着目前究竟我们有什么东西是比爱你更多的, 让我们愿意去,认罪。
Lord, be pleased with our time as we take communion and remember the sacrifice that you made on our behalf.
让我们用这一段时间再一起来思想，透过圣餐，耶稣你为我们做的牺牲。
Amen.
Amen.